This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But whatever it is that you do, now, if you have a job, if you got your own business, this doesn't apply to you, right? Because if you've got your own business, you're working without pay all the time. You're used to that. That's just sort of part and parcel of...
In all likelihood, you're still doing what you're doing for money.
Right, but when you start your own business, now years down the line, you're probably making some money if you've stayed open. But when you start a new business, you're working day in, day out on the hope that someday the market takes a hold, you know, takes a hold of your product or service.
And you really get paid.
And then you can really actually make some money on it. But those first years are going to be lean, if anything. A lot of businesses don't make any money. In fact, most of them go out of business within the first year, and the remainder of them go out within the next four after that.
A lot of work has been done in the name of nothing.
Correct. And, you know, that's why a lot of businesses, they don't have any staff in the beginning if they can avoid it. Like a very small mom-and-pop kind of business, it's mom-and-pop, and they're working, and their kids.
Right.
You know, so they don't have to pay anybody because payroll is the number one, you know, largest expense. So... accepting a business owner, accepting the entrepreneur out there, if you've got a job, ask yourself, how long would you keep coming to work if the boss told you, look, Jimmy, times are tight right now, but things are going to work out, or Jane or whatever. Times are tight right now, but things are going to work out. I just know it. I want to ask you to just come on, just keep coming in. I don't think I can pay you at the end of this week, and I probably can't pay at the end of next week, but...
I can't tell you when you're going to get your paycheck, but you will get all your back pay, I promise.
One of these days, soon, we hope. Sooner rather than later, we hope you're going to get paid, Jimmy or Jane. And so, will you stay on board? And the question you have to ask yourself is how long you would stay on board. Now, if you've been working there for a while and you really like the boss and he's treated you well before, you might go out on a limb for him.
Sure.
For a little while. But the question is, how many paychecks...
How long is the boss going to stay there if the boss isn't getting their paycheck either?
Great question. Like the managers or whatever. I was talking about the owner. The owner's going to stay in through the end to the whatever the bitter end is. It's their business.
The owner in this case is Congress and the president.
Yeah, we're not talking... Well, I hadn't made the point that I was transitioning to yet, which for those of you just tuning in, is the news about the TSA agents calling in all throughout this past week. They've been calling in large numbers, 170 per day, calling out at the JFK airport, according to the CNN report about this. And so, what's your answer? You don't have to call in about it. It's just a question that you should just kind of ask yourself. How many weeks would you go without a paycheck before you were like, screw this, I'm going out and I'm looking? In fact, they're probably starting to look as soon as possible, would be my guess, as far as looking for other work.
Yeah, I don't want to draw any conclusions about people and their jobs, but I would guess the TSA agent isn't near the top of the charts as far as job satisfaction. You know, when you're talking about an organization who, when tested by their own testing organization, they call it the Red Team, fails to find somewhere around 75% of
guns. It's been as high as 90%.
Yeah, well, it's been as high as 100%.
Yeah.
Guns, knives, and bombs.
Those numbers are always leaked out, by the way. They're never actually officially reported by the TSA.
They don't give us those numbers because they are abysmal every time that we've seen
right.
them.
It's an embarrassment.
Yeah, this organization is bad at its job and been described over and over again in national news media as security theater.
Yeah.
Is laughed at by its international cohort.
Yeah.
As bloated, inefficient government bureaucracy. I just can't imagine that that people are real excited to come to work.
Well, here's another question, and it's sort of related, but looking at specifically the question of the TSA, you remember back what it was like before the TSA came into existence. Airports had their own security.
In many cases, they just hired the security. The federal government just hired the airport security onto the federal dole.
but they're now bureaucrats and they work for the TSA. And they were bureaucrats
if they're
before.
Still, if they're still there.
They were bureaucrats before, just working for the local government in that airport. So it's still government, but it was more decentralized. It wasn't a centralized federal government agency that was running airports. There are young people today who've never lived in that version of the United States.
Yeah.
So that's the way that it was. And we've seen a couple of stories over the years. You may remember there was an airport in Florida somewhere, I think the Orlando Sanford. Area, that they decided, we've had enough of this TSA. And they were able to boot the TSA out and actually hire their own security for the airport again. So my next question is, if this gets protracted, if this goes for months, this government shutdown goes for months and years, and these TSA agents start dropping off like flies, they're like, get out, I'm out. I need a real job that pays. So TSA starts to attrition big time. There's not a line of people going to be waiting to take those jobs, right? Oh, yeah, you want to go sign up and hope you get a paycheck within the next 3 months? So there's not going to be a bunch of people waiting to take those jobs. They're just going to be losing employees left and right. How long before you start seeing airport administrators saying, you know what, we've been looking for an excuse to get rid of this TSA. Now they're not coming to work. We need to hire somebody and then cancel the contract with the federal government and start their own security.
Well, how about, I don't know how the taxes are collected on airline tickets, but I know that somebody's collecting taxes for the TSA, right? It's the airlines.
All of the people who are selling the tickets are collecting the taxes. So Travelocity or Southwest.com or whoever it is you're buying the tickets from, they collect the taxes.
How difficult would it be for the airport to simply say, hey, we're taking that money? And we're going to pay the TSA agents who are already in place.
Hire them as local security.
At this point, we're just, keep your same uniforms, keep doing everything you do.
Well, they wouldn't be able to keep the same uniforms.
We're just going to give you some money to keep you from leaving. That's probably what makes the most sense at this moment in time.
Why would you make all those changes and not go ahead and just say, bye-bye, TSA, hello, local security
force?
Some will.
Well, for one, the local security force has a bunch of rules made by the TSA that it has to follow.
That's true.
In all likelihood, like any group regulatory body, they make it much easier for their friends, i.e., their own employees, to do the job than they do somebody else. This is done all the time.
But yeah, but you've not heard any stories about this TSA or the airports who've booted the TSA and gone with local security, which again may have been some of the same agents. You've not heard any stories about, we really need to bring the TSA back in here. That hasn't happened. They're probably much more satisfied. They've got local management, the ability to hire and fire on, the spot, whatever it is they need to do there. They can control the rate of pay. They can control everything once again. Who wouldn't want to have that situation again? I mean, I imagine to some extent just letting the TSA handle it could be an easier thing, but there's probably all kinds of issues between TSA management and airport management that none of us are privy to because we don't work there, right? Bureaucracies trying to work with one another.
They hate that.
Doesn't really work out real well. So that's my prediction. I'm just going to go out and say that if this goes on, eventually you're going to see airports having to replace the TSA. Just because there'll be so many of them not showing up to work. Like, we have to do something. Otherwise, what are you going to do? Just let people walk onto the airlines without any real significant screening whatsoever? I mean, that would be fine with me, but no airport administrator is going to want to be seen doing that. So they have to put something in place.
It'd be a heck of a way for the TSA to go out with quite a whimper,
Wouldn't it, though? It's about damn time. It's been almost 20 years since those people have been around.
Still, never caught.
A
terrorist. Not one, not yet.
You can bring them
what
you
are,
want.
What they really are is two things. Mm. Just some kind of water screening organization to
make sure you buy bottled water.
To make sure you buy a $3 bottle of water once you get in. And two, they're a drug interdiction squad that's there to look through your bag.
Pretty much.
See where you got drugs. But now that weed is getting legal in lots of different places, I mean, TSA agents live and work in places where weed is legal.
Correct.
It's unlikely that they're willing to take the stances that they once were. If you're flying from, say, California to from LAX to Logan, where in both states weed is legal recreationally, should you be arrested? Well, these are problems the TSA is having to deal with, and it's not easy. It's not an easy answer.
We got more on the way here. You can share your thoughts. Do you have any predictions as to how this is going to go? Because Trump's saying he's going to hold out for years if necessary. And, boy, I sure hope he's telling the truth.
He sounds like he's telling the truth.
If he does that, it could be amazing. Because it's not just going to affect the TSA. At some point, these other bureaucrats, there's 400,000 bureaucrats who are being told to come to work, but they're not going to get paid. And some of them are going to say, I'm out of here. I got to find a job that pays. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Open phones, as always. You can call in about whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And if you operate a retail establishment and you've been interested in accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, which, by the way, is celebrating its 10th anniversary as of this week, so congratulations to Bitcoin. But if you've been looking to accept it at your point of sale, your cash register, the folks over at AnyPay make it so easy. Just go to anypay.global. You start your account by creating a username and password. There's no application process. There's no fee. And there's no bureaucracy. You just create your username and password, and you're in. You put the cryptocurrency wallet address that you want as your destination in the settings page, and then you load up the app on your smart device at your point of sale, and that's it. And
you wish accepting credit cards was this easy.
Oh, my God. It's so easy. Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, Zen, and others. You can accept one or more of those. It is up to you over at anypay.global. Once again, that's anypay.global. And, yes, they do now have an Android app. If you're on iOS, you can still use AnyPay. You just have to set up with a web browser. It's pretty easy to do. They're working on the iOS app, but the Android app is out. It's been out for, I think, like a month now. So if you've got an Android device at your point of sale, just go straight up ahead and download the AnyPay Take Crypto app. Don't download the other AnyPay. I don't know what that one does. There's some other company out there that's calling themselves AnyPay. But you want the one that's called Take Crypto. Just install the app, and you can register and set it up right through the app. It's pretty sweet. Try it out. It's free for merchants, so you don't actually have to pay AnyPay to use their app, which is awesome. AnyPay.global. We go to the phones, to the fun. We're talking about the TSA shutdown. Well, I shouldn't say shutdown. There's the government shutdown, which is affecting the TSA. The TSA is still there, but they're telling their employees, you have got to show up and not get paid. We will pay you eventually.
Not the greatest business model.
We will pay you whenever the government comes back. But now you've got Trump saying this week he may go on for years without, if he doesn't get what he wants out of Congress, he may continue this government shutdown for years, unless, of course, they can override his veto.
I've done more than my fair share of management, and one of the first things that people want to know when they get hired on, especially in an employee's market, you know, when it's harder to find employees, is
when, how often do I get paid?
When do I get my first paycheck?
Yep.
And how often do I get paid?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, you can't control the amount that, you know, the percentage gets taken out for taxes or anything like that. They want to know how much they're going to get paid, when they're going to get paid, and when their first paycheck is. And
they might want to know how many vacation days they get, sick days, that kind of
thing. Sure. Yeah. This is how they're taking the job, however, to get paid, yeah, not to take vacation. Sure,
right.
They want to know that information, but the reason that we all go to work every day is for that lubricate, that social lubricant that we call money.
Mm-hmm. And now they're not getting paid. So the question is, for how long will that last before more and more of them drop out? They're already having a dramatic increase in call-outs this week, and that's before they, I think, before they've missed their first paycheck. They should be missing their first one on the 11th. Correct us if we're wrong on that. That was what our understanding was. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we got Tyler on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Tyler.
Hey. Hi, guys. I just wanted to chime in on your conversation there.
Sure.
I am a federal employee who is exempt, which means I am working without pay.
Mm.
I don't work for the TSA.
Can you say generally what area of the federal government that you do work for?
The Bureau of Prisons.
Oh, wow. So prison guards are working without pay right now?
Correct.
How have you seen an increase?
And the FBI and a lot of other agencies, Coast Guard and whatnot.
Right, because Department of Justice was one of the departments that is included in this particular budget, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Have you seen an increase in call-outs?
Of course we have, but
okay.
I can only imagine how disgruntled, you know, some of the guys are with not getting paid. And
have you missed a paycheck? Sorry to interrupt again, but this was one of the important questions we did not know for sure. Did you miss a paycheck already, or is it this next one? Is it Friday where you'll miss the first one?
Yeah, the next one will be coming up here next week.
Meaning that this will be the first one, this coming Friday will be the first check, if it's, again, if the government doesn't start up again, that you will miss, this will be the first check you miss?
Correct.
Okay, got it. So these people are calling out preemptively at this point. They haven't missed a first check, but they're expecting to miss a first check.
That's my understanding about
I don't know if you're, I'm sorry to interrupt again. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or something like that, but it's kind of hard to understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, my biggest issue with what you guys were discussing was talking about the PSA and how they were useless and they haven't done anything since, well, they are, but how can you say that since there hasn't been a terrorist attack since they've started working.
They haven't stopped any terrorists.
There hasn't been an alien attack either.
Okay, but there hasn't been a 9/11 since PSA was instituted, so I think that kind of means they're doing their job pretty well.
There wasn't a 9/11 before they...
The TSA really wouldn't have had anything to do with 9/11, right? I mean, what would they have changed?
Reportedly, they would have stopped the box cutter. Is that the idea?
I think that Americans would stop the box cutters.
I think that the federal government, the TSA, would have done a better job than that local airport security would have done.
Why? Why, when the TSA has failed its own tests to the point of 90% plus failure?
Well, I don't know about those numbers.
Go look them up, brother.
Red team.
Right. Search for TSA Red Team. Red team. Well, and thank you, Tyler.
Go ahead. I would like to say is, you know, with all these disgruntled employees and the TSA, and not even them, but the FBI and the Bureau of Prisons, employees are getting more disgruntled and more complacent without getting paychecks, and it's causing more of a national security threat than the border wall would ever cause, and we're looking more for a domestic terrorist attack now, or a foreign terrorist attack now, with these agents that are working without pay.
Oh, you're claiming that because they're not getting paid and they're disgruntled, they'll do a worse job when it comes to supposedly stopping terrorist attacks, is the idea? Of course, it's worth pointing out the FBI is the organization who has created most of the terrorist attacks, all of these supposed bombers.
They've already had people fall through the loopholes when they're getting paid fully, so imagine what...
No. It doesn't have anything to do with loopholes. This is another one you ought to look up. Pretty much every terrorist supposed strike within the last two decades in the United States was essentially created by the FBI, meaning their agents went out and they
planned,
found a patsy.
Orchestrated, funded.
And they find a sucker who's willing to go ahead, and they basically talk them into committing this act. They give them the bomb, which isn't real, but they give them something they think is a bomb. They give them the target. They give them the van. They give them everything they need to give them. They give them all the encouragement.
In one case, they scuttle a job that the guy was going to try to take up in Alaska because that would have caused him to leave and not do the job.
Yeah. Time after time after time, whenever you see the news, whenever it's been in the news, where it's like, FBI stops terror attack. Well, you look at the details, it turns out they actually created the whole thing top to bottom from beginning to end. I thank you, Tyler, for the call tonight. So not having them on the job will actually make us safer, I think. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453.
And this is why Free Talk Live got raided by the FBI 3 years ago.
Like Freedom, 855-450-3733. That's toll-free. You can also jump on, by the way, our toll-free lines are loaded up right now. You can also jump on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's a free chat service, and the top four rooms are dedicated to calling into this show. So you can bring up whatever you want. He's saying government employees are disgruntled. He's working in the Bureau of Prisons. They are not getting paid to show up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump says not much headway was made in negotiations over reopening the government. A meeting is set up for Sunday as well. Meanwhile, the president's chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, sat down on NBC's Meet the Press and says that the president is willing to negotiate and move forward.
As I came up the other day in the private meeting with the Big Eight, as they call them, the leaders in the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, was that he was willing to agree, and he mentioned this at the Rose Garden press conference, to take a concrete wall off the table.
You can catch that entire interview with Mulvaney on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren was campaigning in Sioux City, Iowa, when she was asked about her Native American heritage.
I am not a person of color. I am not a citizen of a tribe. Tribal citizenship is very different from ancestry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. And you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, we do have a great website full of features, archives that go back for years. We got the Free Talk Live podcast that you can subscribe to via your favorite podcast client. And you can do that easily by going to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find the full podcast, which has the full show, and the Digest, which is a shorter version of each daily show. The Digest is back, by the way. Riley Blake had taken a week off for the Christmas holiday. He's back making new episodes of the Digest. And so you can either subscribe to the full feed, which has it all, or you can subscribe to one that just has the full shows, or a feed that just has the Digest. So go and see those and pick your favorite over at feeds.freetalklive.com. So we go back to the phones, back to the fun. Tom's on the line listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Tom.
Hello. I want to talk about that Narcan y'all were talking about earlier.
Yeah, Narcan, which is a drug to help counter the nasty effects of an overdose, likely saving somebody's life, overdose specifically on opiates.
Opiates, yeah.
Yes, sir. And then, you know, that medication, you know, one injection up the nostril brings someone who, say, overdosed from heroin, brings them back to their senses just within minutes.
Mm-hmm, I've heard. I said that's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, so, but my issue with the whole Narcan thing is here in Virginia, they've made it to where if you get opioids, in my case, I am under doctor's care if I've had 4 back surgeries and I have to take a certain amount each day. Without those, I would be pretty much either bedridden or sitting in a chair. I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Damn.
But I follow my doctor. I always do what my doctor says. Never had any problems. But here in Virginia, they're making it a law now that if you get opioids, you have to buy Narcan, which seems like government has jumped right in my pocket and is forcing me to buy something that...
They're treating you like an addict. They're treating you like you're going to be addicted to this stuff.
Right. And prior to this new law, you would go to a pharmacy to pick up the medication, and, of course, you'd be embarrassed by the pharmacist, you know, in a loud voice saying, you need Narcan, you know, and all that stuff. But now the government, I don't know how this is working. The pharmaceutical company has gotten in the pocket of this government here. That
totally.
I'm forced into buying this stuff.
That's
now,
sick.
How often do you have to buy it?
This is the first, the law just went into effect. So this month will be my first time. Now, every time I go once a month to the pharmacy and I buy my medication, and that's the last they hear of me. But every time I go, they offer it. Now, when I go this month, I'll have to have a prescription for Narcan or I cannot get the medicine I need just to function.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm not quite sure how the government and the pharmacies are working together on that, but that seems awful fishy to me.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely working together on this. Somebody at...
Are you suggesting the big corporations are working with government to to force the little guy to pay more?
I would never do that.
Tom, thanks for bringing that to our attention. I had not heard about people being forced to buy Narcan. It's bad enough to have people forced to pay the taxes for when government bureaucrats are then given a bunch of Narcan, which is what the guy called about from Indianapolis earlier.
Sure.
This is even worse, where now you're being treated as though, Tom, we think you're going to be a dope addict, so we just want to force you to have Narcan. We're just going to force everybody who's on opiates to have some Narcan around because we're presuming you're going to turn into an addict, and that's it's insulting.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that, you know, I follow my doctor's instructions like many people do and being treated this way. I mean, Narcan's got a good place in this world. I mean, it's
different
people back from the dead. Got nothing against that, but being forced. It really got me a little bit riled up.
I'm with you, Tom. I thank you for the call. Great call. Thanks for making it. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. People should get riled up when the government forces them to do things against their will. Thing is, they do it all the damn time.
The government's really good about picking people, you know, small groups of people, especially small groups of people that don't get particularly good press, like people who have to take opiates for whatever medical reason. You know, right now... That's not, you know, that's not getting good press. And, you know, passing all kinds of rules against those people. I mean, that's how they do it.
I do want to add to this. I mean, Tom did make a point of saying that he's following his doctor's instructions. That won't necessarily prevent you from getting addicted to opiates.
No, that's for certain.
There are so many stories of people who have followed their doctor's orders and then ended their prescription with an opiate addiction, and then they go into the streets and they keep trying to fill that addiction.
So I wouldn't say that. I'd say it's a very rare person that feels no effects, addictive effects from opiates, from what I've read. However,
you mean after you've taken it?
If you follow the doctor's prescription, it doesn't mean you won't get addicted,
right?
But if you follow his instructions, your addiction won't grow because you'll just be following. You might be addicted, but you'll be following the instructions. Do you understand?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but eventually your prescription is going to run out.
Yep. Well,
and
then,
if you go back to
if
the
his
doctor,
instructions are to take no more opiates, then you follow them, then you know, everything's fine,
but
right?
But if you're hooked on them by that point,
then what?
You may really want to keep taking them, and then you go to the black market in order to buy your prescription.
I understand
opiates.
How addiction works.
Yeah.
I understand what most people do. What Tom was saying is he follows his doctor's instruction.
Right.
And his doctor's instructions are to stop taking opiates, then he would stop taking them.
That's great, but the addict doesn't always follow the doctor's instructions.
Often they don't.
Addiction
sometimes
changes how people's behavior works
in
a lot of cases. Many addicts, if you'd asked them before they became an addict, if you talked to an opiate addict on day number one of them getting their prescription and asked that person, would you steal from your own grandmother to support a drug habit? They'd be like, my God, no, I would never steal from my own grandmother. How dare you ask that question? 6 months later, they're stealing their grandmother's locket out of her, you know, drawer in the bathroom so they can pawn it at a pawn shop just so they can go out and spend $20 a pill on the black market to get some opiates. So, I mean, the reality is people change when they become addicted to these things. All I wanted to say here is that just because you're following the doctor's orders doesn't mean you will not develop an addiction. And if you develop an addiction, you're going to throw the doctor's orders out the window at some point, especially when the prescription runs out.
Many will.
Yeah, a lot. If you are addicted, a lot of people will, because a lot of people are embarrassed about their addiction. They're probably not going to go back to the doctor and honestly tell them, "Doc, I'm hooked on these things. What can I do?" How many?
What's the doctor know about that?
Well, hopefully a thing or two. He's prescribing it to them. It would be embarrassing to be a doctor prescribing opiates and not know anything about addiction to them. That would be pretty embarrassing. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Obviously, there's help out there for people who are addicted to opiates, who want to get help. But a lot of people are afraid to get help. A lot of people are afraid that they're going to get turned into the police. Even if they haven't done anything illegal yet, you know, maybe they just ran out of their prescription and they're wondering what they're going to do.
Well, as a person who is addicted to one of the most addicted substances on the planet, nicotine.
Cigarettes, yeah.
And, you know, I can say that there was a time when I wasn't ready to stop doing what I was doing. I was,
right.
You know, smoking recreationally and
you were enjoying it.
Want to stop. I had to stop when I was ready to stop.
That's correct.
Having a child was helpful in that for me.
So we continue here. Let's talk to Todd in North Dakota, listening to LRN.F on the radio. We're just going to hit drop and dump, and then you don't get on the air. Let's continue here. We got Craig on the line in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hello, Craig.
Hey, guys. Listen, I just want to expand a little bit on the opiate thing, because I have a disease called sphingomyelia. It's the same thing that the golfer bought from. And there's no cure for it. There's no surgery. There's no nothing.
Hmm.
So the only thing that I can do is I can take medications, and I've tried every single one. And the one that's worked the best is OxyContin. And when the government got involved, this opiate, they're going to solve the opiate crisis.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the patients. It has to do with the pharmaceutical companies and how much they pay out for the patients.
Stand by, Craig. I want you to explain that. Coming up here in a moment, we're going to bring you back. So hopefully you can hang on for just a moment. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues. Join us on the radio.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to bring up what you want. We started talking about the TSA call-outs. Lots of TSA bureaucrats calling out of work saying they can't come in, or they don't want to come in, or they're sick, or whatever it is they're saying. But they're not coming to work because they're expecting to not get a paycheck coming up on Friday. And that will be the first day that federal bureaucrats in a variety of departments, we had a guy from the Bureau of Prisons call in saying his, he's not getting paid. And there's a lot of disgruntled workers already knowing that they're expecting that this government shutdown is going to continue past at least one paycheck. We're going to find out for sure this coming Friday. Now, you can comment on that or bring up whatever's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can join listeners like Don, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Don has given $5 a month to Free Talk Live through the AMP program. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month to us. You can do it with credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin, BTC. And then we will take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on new radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board. In fact, I think we're going to be announcing a new sponsorship of a I don't know if we can say it's done deal now because I did pay for it. Should we say it, Mark? Should we say who it's going to be? Brian Sovereign?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be sponsoring Brian Sovereign, who does a tech show, a libertarian tech show.
Sovereign Tech.
Sovereign Tech. Great show. And he started his on-air experience here on Free Talk Live.
That's correct.
So things have come full circle now.
Projects that we like.
Right. He started on our show, started his own show, and now we are buying advertisements on his own show because he's kept it going for, several years now?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years, something like that. It's been a lot of
good show.
Many years. So good for him. And so if you're listening to Sovereign Tech, you're going to hear ads for Free Talk Live starting probably pretty soon. But it's because of the Free Talk Live AMP program. That's how we're reaching out to radio stations. That's how we're doing radio station, we're promoting the show to stations. We're going to add at least 2 new stations this coming week with the not quite end of the Michael Savage show. It's not over yet, but he's cutting back his number of hours per day from 3 to 1. Now, supposedly it was a live 3-hour show, but it really wasn't for the last several years, from what program directors had told
me. Industry secret.
Yeah. What program directors had told me was that he was only doing 2 hours live, and then the third hour was a recorded hour. So now he's only going to be doing 1 hour live, and the second hour will be like a podcast hour. So they're not even going to have a third hour. They're cutting the show back. And interestingly, of course, that results in Free Talk Live getting new stations, because stations got to find an hour of content.
Got to have content.
There's almost no other show out there that's going to give you just an hour. You know, if you want to take Dave Ramsey or whoever it is that you want to take, those contracts say you got to take all 3 hours. So Free Talk Live, one of the only shows that's flexible enough to say, yeah, we'll let you take an hour, no problem. There aren't that many that are willing to do that. And then this week, Mark, I don't know if you heard, but apparently Michael Savage has received death threats and has now gone into hiding.
I would presume a guy that's been on the air as long as he has and made as much money as he has probably has a secondary studio someplace, someplace that people don't know about.
Yeah. But I thought it was interesting that he's now gone into hiding. I mean, we receive death threats every single day.
I don't know. I get death threats every single day.
You just haven't read the chat room. Go to the Discord server and jump into the, what's it called? The toxic user zone. And I would say close to every day, if not every other day, there's at least a threat against you or one of your family members or one of the other hosts of the show. I mean,
disgusting, vile people.
So. And we're still here. And so I don't know if this means that Savage is going to quit, because remember,
he's 76 and probably has plenty of money.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't have to put
up.
He's going to
die anyway.
Well, they're all going to die, buddy.
Right. I mean, he may die of a heart attack tomorrow, but now he's apparently gone into hiding. Anyway, that's another issue. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We had Craig on the line here in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Craig, I want to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. Go ahead.
Okay, and I want to try to do this as calmly as possible, because it's a very sore spot with me. I'm 100% disabled, and when I went on disability, I had to wait 2 years before I could get Medicare. During that time, I tried all different kinds of medications, and the only one that worked for me was OxyContin. I paid $2,386.16 per month for 2 years so I could get my medication. Yes. And when the government got involved and I knew there was a problem, I would see every other commercial would be, are you addicted? The addiction referral line.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making money. There are two kinds of oxycodones, and one is the sustained release, which I take. And it was a godsend because I don't feel like I need to take more. And there's a thin line between addiction and dependency. It's just a way of making you feel good. And like the other caller said, unless you have a pharmacist that you've been dealing with for a long time, they make you feel like the worst drug addict in the world.
Wow.
And when I got my new prescription plan, they took my OxyContin and cut it in half, the amount of pills I could get. But they didn't touch the oxycodone immediate release pills, which are the most dangerous. Those are the ones that the addicts want.
Because you can crush them up, right? Can't you crush up the immediate release ones?
Right. You can't crush up the OxyContin. So it's about the pharmaceutical company saving money. And it's another example of big government not having any kind of a connection with the people that they're making regulations for.
Sure.
And it's been
they don't make regulations for you. Just to be clear, they don't make regulations for you. They make regulations to benefit those companies, which is what you're pointing out here. And it's not just, of course, in the area of medicine. It's in the area of everything that they regulate. It benefits the existing companies at the expense of either the consumer or the potential competition, meaning that regulations keep competitors out of the marketplace by raising costs and mandates and all that, and many competitors are just like, screw this, we'll do something else.
And I was smart enough to read every page of my new outline for 2019. Had I not, they cut my medication in half. And it's no different than heroin. If you stop taking it, you get
withdrawals.
And there is nothing you wish for more than death.
Right.
And that's where the heroin and everything else comes from.
That's the thing that, Mark, I think you were missing earlier when you were like, well, if the doctor tells you to just stop taking this thing you're addicted to, you just stop taking it. And it's not an easy thing.
No, you can't.
And I don't say that from experience. I've never been addicted to opiates, but I've known people who have been personally, and it is not an easy thing to just stop.
It's the absolute worst.
It's dangerous.
My doctor forgot to sign a prescription before he went on vacation. And I went for 8 days during Christmas 5 years ago, and I thought I was going to die. So
this is why people will steal from their grandmother in order to get
exactly.
the money.
Some people do die from
sure.
you know, the
withdrawals.
Yeah,
yes.
withdrawals.
Absolutely. So I'm just saying the good people that are taking the medication the way they're supposed to are really the ones getting punished. They're not really helping the addicts because they're not controlling the ones that the addicts want. So government misses once again.
As it usually
That's
does. Craig,
what they do.
Craig, thank you for sharing your story with us. I really appreciate
sure
hearing
thing.
From you. And the toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know if you remember, Mark, but it was one of the first shows we ever did on Free Talk Live. One of the first few shows was ended up being all about drug addiction, specifically prescription drug addiction. And we had so many calls that were... You know, very much like that last call.
This would have been 2002.
Yeah, this was a long time ago, and this was when we were just a local show. But the phones were wall to wall with callers in just one area. We were in Sarasota, Florida, was where we started the show.
Yeah.
On a little FM
5,000 watts?
Yeah, that was even not even in the marketplace. It was sort of on the outskirts of town. And you missed the button.
Sorry, buddy. I had it, and it slipped. My finger slipped off when I sneezed.
So
sorry to everybody right. for an unprofessional sneeze on the air.
Anyway, there was just wall-to-wall calls of story after story of people who were addicted, mostly to opiates, and how they had become addicted, not through you know some drug dealer that was pushing it, but through the legitimate prescription medication system. And then, of course, the prescription runs out. And that's when they start looking. That's when they start, you know, looking around, trying to find people who might have some extras. Oh, I don't have any extras, but I know this guy who's got some. And then you start buying from a dealer. And then before you know it, you're paying $20 a pill on the black market. And you're S-ing the dealer off in order to get a discount.
The gentlemen who have called in here recently sound like people who legitimately need opiates and that sort of thing. But then again, everybody who wants opiates legitimately sounds like somebody mm-hmm. who needs opiates. What I can say is that I've been to the doctor a couple few times. I think it's two or three times and been given prescriptions for opiates for a little pain. And I just refused to take the script. Or if I did take it, I just folded it up and put it in my pocket because I wasn't going to get the opiates.
You didn't want to get addicted.
I'd rather deal with the pain than the opiates.
Not to be fair, it was a little pain, you said, not a whole lot of pain.
Well, right? Then why'd they give me the opiate prescription?
I don't know. Good question. Maybe to get you hooked. I mean, that's probably not their intention. But is it the pharmaceutical company's intention? Do they want to get you hooked and then sell you the fix? Could be. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.